Remember a few weeks ago when I told you that the Russians had hacked JP Morgan? Man, I really hate being right. This week has been a tough one for us all, and fortunately we're all along for this crazy ride we call the economy. We had Ebola hit American shores, Russian hackers hit us hard, fake unemployment numbers came out again, and finally the Swiss are thinking of asking for their gold back. And at the end of this broadcast, I even have a special prayer request for you all to listen to. This is Sunday, October 5th, 2014, and I am Fox 519, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye in the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Readout. Welcome back. Eye in the Economy is brought to you this week by the PrepperRecon.com store. Stop by the PrepperRecon.com supply store for a great selection of Molly compression packs, hydration kits, and concealed carry tactical slings. Packs and slings are available in several tacti-cool colors and camo patterns with your choice of patch to let liberals know how you feel. Choose from the ever-popular Moulin Labbé Come and Take It patch, the Sheepdog patch, or matching U.S. flag patches. Also check out the great selection of Molly-compatible individual first aid kits, which feature an IBD chest seal, quick clot, NPA tourniquet, an EMT shears, and tons of extras. Go to the PrepperRecon.com store and click on the store tab at the top of the homepage. And now, on to the news. Well, like I said before, I hate being right. This week it was confirmed by JPMorgan Chase that 83 million of their customers had their personal information compromised, but not their account numbers or their money. At this point, the announcement came from JPMorgan Chase on Friday around the close of business, and Chase was quick to add they were sure that no one's account numbers or money had been stolen, just their names, addresses, and phone numbers. They advised that hackers never made off with any of the account data. The hacks this week were confirmed to be originating from Russia by online security experts at the firm First Data. This is a firm hired by JPMorgan to work with the FBI in the security breach. Do you remember what I told you a couple shows ago? Remember how my hacker contact told me that it was the Russians who were attacking the American financial system? Well, this info confirms it. I want to make sure each and every one of you know that Russia is testing our financial system. They want to see how far in they can get and how much damage they could do at a very quick moment's notice. We know they're doing it with the American dollar. Folks, we really got to pay attention to this one. And my advice for you, if you're currently banking with Chase, please move your accounts to a different financial institution. I don't want to cause any sort of panic, but I'd hate for any of you to wake up tomorrow morning and realize that all your money's gone in your account and the process to get it back is long and arduous. Another U.S. news this week, new unemployment numbers were released and the mainstream press hailed the new numbers as a sign that the economic recovery is in full swing. The new jobs report showed that 248,000 jobs were created and the unemployment rate fell to 5.9%. Good news, huh? Well, not really. It may seem like the job numbers were up, but here's the thing. The jobs that were created all produced wages 25% or more below the national hourly wage of $24.53. The other downside is that 97,000 people dropped out of the workforce altogether. Can't wrap my mind around the fact that how they keep snowing the American people. All the alternative economists are showing that more and more people are falling out of the workforce each and every month. It has been proven that 41% of Americans are out of work who are of the age of 16 years or older and are not incarcerated or collecting Social Security. You just can't believe the numbers that are coming out. I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, there is no economic recovery. We don't have a recovery with wages that can't pay your bills. You can't have a recovery with jobs that are seasonal or don't pay a living wage. You can't have a recovery with jobs that don't build consumer confidence. We all know that inflation is rampant, meat prices are at an all-time high, electricity costs are going up, and now the price of dairy is going through the roof. Just today I was at a store where butter was over $5 a pound. That is absurd. The job market is terrible, and frankly, not improving, so don't believe the numbers that are coming out. In a little bit, I'm going to share with you how this job market has affected me at the end of the broadcast. Finally tonight, in a move that could cause a massive cascade effect in the worldwide economy, Switzerland is considering asking for their gold back from all around the world, and if they do, they'll be making some sweeping changes to how it's managed. On November 30th this year, the Swiss will go to their polls to decide the following. Number one, they would create a rule that would forbid Switzerland's central bank from ever selling any of their gold anywhere in the world ever again. Number two, the new rule would require the central bank to Switzerland to buy enough gold equal to 20% of their foreign currency exchange reserves. Finally, number three, and this is the big one, all Swiss gold held at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York would be returned to Switzerland immediately. Not over a five-year period, not in limited number of flights and shipments, but right away. Here's my interpretation of this. If the Swiss pass these new, quote, rules, it will set off a worldwide precedent that I believe could set off a chain of events that would cause huge waves to the financial system. Yes, there was a scare around Germany asking for their gold, and the Fed did manage to manage the expectations of Germany's gold repatriation. But what about when the Swiss, the French, or the Spanish, or any other various nation around the world want theirs back? If Switzerland gets theirs right away, well, they would want theirs right away too. This would be catastrophic. My advice to you is right now is get your medals now, because soon they may be out of our price range. Now, with these three stories in mind, here's my advice for this week. Be prepared for personal collapse. We always plan for big problems, the EMP, pandemic Ebola, and other various items. But how often do we think about the little things? Here's an example. My job was eliminated this week from the bank I currently work at here in the Redoubt. The blow really did come out of left field for my family and I, and has left us in a lurch. However, because we have planned for economic collapse, we have food to feed our kids and alternative ways to heat our home so we can cut back on our expenses. Sure, there are other things that are going to have to come up and we're going to have to figure that out. But you know what? We're going to figure it out. You need to do the same. Refuse to become a statistic. Have a plan to make sure your kids are fed and you have alternate means of providing for your family. Now, I have a polite request. Please pray for my family and the job situation. This has been a very emotional week for my foxes and I. If anyone in the Redoubt is looking for a mid-level manager or salesperson, contact me at fox519@radiofreeredoubt.com and let me know what you've got for work. Other than that, God bless you all in this coming week. And for Eye in the Economy and Radio Free Redoubt, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
In American Reset, the final chapter of the economic collapse chronicles. The ultimate contest between liberty and tyranny reaches the apex. The Bear family and their neighbors learn the true value of community as they rely on each other to survive the war and the effects of the financial meltdown. Will the collapse bring an oppressive regime that enslaves the American people, or will the patriots prevail and guide the country back to a place of freedom, peace, and prosperity? Get your copy of American Reset in Kindle, paperback, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.